Hey there, this is Nick Good here. Talking today about coaching, life coaching, becoming a coach, a consultant, advising other people how to get their lives together, and charging for it. So, the number one thing that's going to separate you from just about every other coach in mainstream right now is really doing the work on yourself, getting your foundation super solid. As you may have noticed in the world, there are millions of so-called coaches, life coaches and the like, advertising their services as some kind of inspirational guidance. But what almost all, in fact, every single one that I can, I've come across, the model that they're basing their work on is obsolete. And they're just repeating parrot-like fashion, like just about everyone else does in marketing and the business world, a redundant model, something that is not valid anymore. What we need to be doing as kind of superhero coaches is to be basing the model that we are promoting on the new paradigm that's based on a different sense of self and a different world context, a life context. If you can do that and ground it in to a success formula, something very, very practical, then you're on to a winner and you are able to align yourself with the new currents of life that will carry you forward into more and more success. Success defined not necessarily in instant material abundance, but definitely in terms of being able to navigate the challenges of life with enough power. The currents that you're aligning with will be strong enough to drive you forward through anything and everything that you need to do in order to achieve, accomplish, and navigate the appearance of reality in a graceful an empowered fashion. And as you do that, becoming more and more enlightened and inspired, a wisdom keeper, and able to communicate that in a meaningful way to individuals who are, let's say, a few steps behind you, lesser, they have less experience there, following in a along a similar path to the one that you've gone on, as opposed to most other individuals which are heading in the wrong trajectory. So this is very, 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 very important that number one, you really apply the principles that we're sharing in superhero training, which is essentially at odds with the world's model and the old paradigm, which has crashed, has hit the iceberg, and is now sinking very, very quickly. And you don't want anything to do with it at all. The old paradigm is obsolete, it's done, it has no validity whatsoever anymore. You need to be aligning yourself with something new. What does that mean? The old paradigm is a materialistic, consumer-oriented model which sees everyone as a separate individual, an ego, that is essentially in competition with the people around it and has to abide by certain Newtonian laws of physics in order to accomplish its own ego dream, okay? And the world is seen as a not a particularly helpful place, And this requires lots of hard work. It requires a very manipulative mind in order to be two or three steps ahead of everything, and lots of competitive energy, and basically carrying the heavy load up the hill and just soldiering on and getting better and better and better at doing it. So what we're seeing now is that that whole thing has crashed and is sinking very fast, just like the Titanic. The whole thing is going down, and there are literally millions and millions of individuals who are aligned with that paradigm that are now drowning, and they are not enjoying themselves whatsoever. And they may even have been life coaches, success coaches, etc., and definitely have had these kind of individuals coaching them. But what they are being told, the model that they're dealing with, is absolutely useless. So you may not be in that situation right now. You may be aware of it. And if you align with it in any way, shape, or form, especially if you're setting yourself up as some kind of a coach, then you're going to be in trouble. So what do we do? Well, what we do is focus on the new paradigm, which we share in superhero training. That is a different sense of self, a different identity, a different sense of I. This is so alien to the ego, to the old paradigm, that we need to practice, 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 practice this reorientation of self every day, every day, every day, every day, every day, every day, until we are absolutely and utterly grounded in it, and it becomes our second nature. And this reorientation of self, sense of self, is definitely a big shift away from the ego identity, which I described a little bit there before. And we go into great detail, obviously, in the superhero training. If you're listening to this audio file after completing the training, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Our sense of self is a spiritual being, an eternal being that is sees the physical body, the material form, as a projection onto a movie screen. This movie screen we call life, or our reality, but in fact it's just a holographic illusion. Just because it's an illusion doesn't mean that it doesn't feel real, and that it doesn't have value, and that we shouldn't be engaging in it. And none of that is true at all. It definitely feels very real, and it does have tremendous value, and we should absolutely be engaging in it. But from the point of view of accuracy and clarity in terms of who we actually are, as opposed to the insanity of over-identifying with the ego, the personality, the persona, and becoming lost in the meltdown of the illusion as all the energy starts shifting of an unsustainable, basically lie. And we're so emotionally involved in it that we're swept away in the currents of change and have a very, very, very unpleasant time trying to cling to all these things which aren't going to last. And so coaching your modern situation right now, coaching people through these changes, is you're sort of becoming part spiritual teacher, part counselor, and part success coach. If you are on your game with your own practice, your own process, then all of this inspiration flows very, very, very sweetly and simply, and you're able to tune in and communicate exactly what needs to be said when you need to say it and how you need to say it. You become an enlightened, inspired individual that's able to tap into the currents of energy that are flowing in and around any individual, and be able to tune into their what's appropriate for them, what's inappropriate for them, and give them really, really, really good, clear and very relevant specific guidance for themselves, because you're really tapping in to that frequency and that wavelength, because you can. This is not something you can fake anymore. It's not, there's no handbook on this that's come out of this, these slick marketing channels that everybody's paying for to get a similar model that everybody else is using. None of those people have navigated this. They're still working on the, squeezing the last drops of juice out of the old thing. The ones that are at the top of the Titanic, while the nose and at the bottom is under the water, and they're running around, kind of pretending everything's okay or whatever, or it's going to be okay. Well, it's not going to be okay. It's going down. It's going down very soon. So you don't want to be caught in this. You want to be able to fly. So your coaching skills need to include showing, demonstrating, sharing, teaching, inspiring other individuals how to fly. What does that mean? Well, that means when you start basing your life on who you actually are and not the projection of the form in the illusory realms, you start to experience this sense of lightness. This is a psychological, psycho-emotional thing. You become less emotionally involved in the manifestations of life, less affected and infected by the madness of the culture and the individuals that are surrounding you, less emotionally charged, the way you respond to stimulus that apparently is going on around you. And this allows you a greater sense of freedom and lightness to move in the world, because your soul is becoming more and more infused with you. You see, you're actually in it as opposed to out of it, and centered in the wrong place. One of the images I like to use is, if life is a movie, okay, so our physical body, the world that appears around us, is actually a movie that we're watching. So imagine you're at the movies, yes, and there you are sitting in your chair, eating your kale chips as opposed to your popcorn, watching this riveting movie unfolding. There you are sitting in your chair looking up at the screen. Now, if you don't like what you see on the screen, if you want to, if you have a problem with what you're seeing on the screen, the way the movie's unfolding, you don't like it, and you want to do something about it, excuse me, what are you going to do? How are you going to change what is appearing on the screen? Well, the old coaching model, the old paradigm, is to get up out of your chair and go up onto the stage, climb up onto the screen, and try and do things to that screen so the movie changes. This is the madness of the ego. That's what we're doing. The soul, the spirit, we lose our sense of self, we forget who we are, and we come into this material world and say, this is who I am, and I want this to change, and I want that to change. And so there we are on the stage, jumping around, pulling at the screen, talking to these characters on the screen, trying to convince them to do something different, and it's absolute madness. And this is exactly what's going on. So if you want to change the outcome of your movie, the way your movie is unfolding, or anyone else's, and help them to change theirs, and what you have to do is you have to go upstairs into the projection room where the film is running through the camera, and you have to take the film and change the images in the film, and then a different movie will be projected onto the screen. What does that mean? It means you have to raise your level of consciousness away from ego, away from observer, passive observer, into active observer and doer, and go into your psyche, into your mind, into your subconscious and your unconscious, and dissolve the images, the negative images, or the images that are projecting an appearance, a movie that you want to change. And you do that very simply through forgiveness. And that's what wipes the celluloid clean and restores the underlying original perfect movie that is your own spirit, your own spiritual essence, your own spiritual integrity, your inner nature. You see? You can ask for help from that, from the Master Cleanser, your mighty Mother, Father, God, the Great Spirit within. And this is another mistake a lot of the New Agey, coachy style people make, is saying, I am God. This is a complete lie. I am not God. The I am is God. The I am is one with God when it is merged. When it is merged, there's no separate sense of self to say I am anything. The I am, that sense of self has disappeared absolutely. So when you merge absolutely and are at one absolutely, there's no sense of separation, then you are atoned at one with the Great Spirit. And that's a very fast way of dissolving all negative vibrations inside of yourself and restoring the underlying perfection, you see. And this is what death very neatly does for us. It dissolves the physical body and allows us the opportunity of merging with the one. But the thing is, we can still cling to our false sense of self, be attached to our physical body, and not actually be able to do this. And so this is where we have the illusion. And again, doesn't mean it's not valid or feel any less real, the illusion of reincarnation, in order for us to experience again the opportunity to consciously do this ourselves, to release these identities, you see. It's like a, you know, those Russian dolls where there's one inside the other. And, you know, there might be 10 or a dozen of them inside, one inside the other, and they're all exactly the same, smaller versions of the same thing? Well, it's the same thing with the spirit. The thing in the middle, the tiniest one, is who we are. And then there's all these other layers outside, and they in our experience, they become more and more dense, more and more distorted. You see, further away from who we actually are. And so through spiritual practice, we are shedding these layers consciously. But the trick is just to drop them all and just go to the essence of who you are. And that's what we teach in superhero training. So there's your foundation for your coaching, is giving them an opportunity for them to experience who they actually are. The second thing then is providing them with tools to cut away the attachments to who they are or not. And these are things like ho'oponopono, forgiveness prayers, emotional freedom technique, and all of these other strategies that we promote in the superhero training. Then you have specific tools, and certain individuals are going to resonate with different types of tools and practices to others. Certain individuals are going to be able to pick this up a lot quicker, and they're going to need less of the mechanical strategies and more of the essential feeling experience protocols. For instance, I'm someone who doesn't need a lot of technical structure. I need the experience, and so I have a tremendous amount of faith and certainty and innate knowingness, which I've honed through years and years and years of living, you know, the crazy way that I do. And so I can just go straight to the burning certainty and the essence of it all, the Nizche, and I'm very, very, very comfortable with letting go and being in forgiveness and ho'oponopono, so I can just disconnect from the ego persona very, very swiftly. I love to die. It's my favorite thing to do, just let go. And it's the easiest thing in the world. You know, it's as easy as breathing and smiling or falling to sleep or, you know, dying. It's easy for me. Other people would be much more mental, and so they need a brilliant mental structure for them to work their way along for the various intricate thought processes that allow their thinking to become increasingly refined until they can get to that. They built this mental structure that allows them to access the highest forms of contemplation, philosophical consideration, metaphysical concepts and what have you. And so you, as a life coach, as a teacher, you need to be skilled in these things and understand the different structures and systems of metaphysics and philosophy, and be able to communicate that in the various languages that people like to talk in, whether that's a scientific language, a religious language, a spiritual language, a metaphysical language, or whatever. So that's another skill set that you need to develop. Other people might be much more emotionally involved in the process, and so they need things like emotional freedom technique, Byron Katie, the work, ho'oponopono, the Howard Wills forgiveness prayers, those kinds of things. And so you have to tune into, you know, the individual. But what you're always trying to do is find their, you know, how they function, where their emphasis is, what their major issue is, and then give them the most appropriate medicine for that. There's certain, let's say, archetypal situations that every single individual in this world is pretty well facing. One of them, obviously, is this ego dilemma, where we're obsessed with the illusion that, this physical body, this is me, and we need to get out of that, really get out of that way of thinking, and get much more into this is the form that's being projected onto the screen of life. This form is being projected because of certain causal factors that are very, very old, and those causal factors involve the karma of the soul, the karma of the culture, and the karma of the ancestors, and the karma of the the group of individuals that I am interacting with on a daily basis, or have been throughout my life. So understanding these dynamics is absolutely critical. And then, of course, being able to articulate them in a way that your client can relate to, again, is a skill set that you need to possess. And then finally, being able to define the context of the times accurately, being able to assess where an individual is within the context, where they are, in the world, and how, engaged they are with it. For instance, if you have a 25-year-old client who is, hasn't, no, they're not married, they don't have kids, they're not really, super stoked about their life situation. It's easy to say, well, look, maybe you should, take a year out. Things are very unstable in the world right now. There's a big flux going on. Maybe it'd be a good idea for you to take a year out and not worry about, what you're going to do financially, materially, for the rest of your life or your career, and just take a year out and just have a spiritual sabbatical, and just go on a spiritual journey, have some adventure, do some traveling, and just wander about a bit and catch the flow of life, and just go and meet people, and have a good time, and lots of good deep conversations, and do some reading and meditation, and go to some wonderful places, and get a charge up, and relax a bit in nature, and don't take life too seriously, and just reassess everything. It's easy to give that advice to someone in those circumstances, but if you're coaching, a 53-year-old guy with three teenage children, and they're all going to college, and this, that, and the other, and his wife is, costs him $5,000 a month because she likes this, that, and the other, and he's wondering what to do. It's a different advice you need to be imparting there. If someone's really stuck in a situation, scenario, with a big mortgage, they're not going anywhere, and they can see everything foreclosing around them, and the whole thing going to hell around them. What are they going to do? Well, they need to be, very much clearing and cleansing through Ho'oponopono, the family dynamic, so the family unit becomes spiritually galvanized and spiritually very strong. They need to be, forgiving and releasing everyone and everything. Be into prayer, and developing a grace field absolutely around their home and within their family unit, simplifying, downsizing, working on their own health and happiness, reassessing their values and priorities in life, and doing the things that really, really matter. And so that is going to help, that's going to have a knock-on effect spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. It's extremely practical, letting these spiritual currents into our lives, because the new paradigm is manifesting now as simultaneously as an old vibrational template is breaking down and going away forever, a new one is manifesting. Now, this is a metaphysical phenomena here that has been alluded to by all the great spiritual teachers and indeed all the prophets and seers of indigenous cultures, you see. This is not, and of course, you know, utterly validated by quantum science, quantum mechanics. This is the dynamic reality of the unified field and an infinite universe where parallel realities exist simultaneously. As Nikola Tesla reminded us, if we want to understand the secrets of the universe, the secrets of life, then we need to be thinking in terms of energy, of vibration, and wavelength, frequency, the language of frequency. And this is just the reality that we're in. And as because we're coming out of an extremely materialistic phase where we've been extremely bound up in the very, very, very limited sensory perception of our egos, for a certain period of time, we're allowed to exist in these cycles of downward spiraling, seeming devolution, but it's not going to last forever. None of these things do. And just as spring follows winter and summer follows spring, so too do the universal cosmological seasons change. And as they do, a whole new world appears. A completely different reality manifests as if by magic before our very eyes. And so this is what's happening in the world right now. Spiritually speaking, this is the best news ever. Materialistically and ego speaking wise, it's the worst news ever. So it makes sense that our sense of self needs to migrate away from ego, material, physical, consumer identification to spiritual lightness, eternal nature, where all the magic and power is. And as we align in faith, that is the, you know, the belief in the unseen with no, you know, no physical guarantees whatsoever. This is what faith is. It's faith in things unseen, not the predictable and the measurable, but the unpredictable and the unmeasurable. That's what faith is. We need to, faith is the you know, singularly the most important thing that's going to allow your spark to arc across onto this other thing. And as you do that, you're on the magic carpet ride, and that's where the synchronicity, the grace appears in your life, which can lift you up and transform your reality miraculously and magically, virtually instantaneously. So this is the name of the game. And you as a coach, you need to be living this, fundamentally living it. Obviously, I've said a lot here, and you know, it's taken me decades to live this. But I was coaching decades ago as well. And what I used to do was, as soon as I'd mastered something, that was the thing I would focus on and teach. So as soon, if you just take one single thing that you're good at, that is within the context of this model that I just shared with you, you take one single thing that you're good at, and you focus on that while you're developing these other skill sets, yeah? For instance, if you really understand what Ho'oponopono is, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If it's really clicked with you, if you've really lived that truth and embodied that frequency, if you really practice that practice and witness the miracle of it, you will understand that Ho'oponopono is the fastest, most effective, most efficient way of releasing yourself, setting yourself free from situations, people, circumstances and things that you're emotionally attached to, that you have an emotional bond with, an emotional attachment to, that you are emotionally stuck on. Usually a negative emotion, okay? You have some kind of regret or fear, resentment, anger towards whatever, shame, guilt, fear. Ho'oponopono will put you into a freedom frequency and allow you to experience liberation from it. You as consciousness, you see. Consciousness is like a liquid electricity, and that energy gets stuck, gets attached, gets bound, literally stuck to an idea, a belief, things, circumstances, people especially. And forgiveness is the only solvent that will dissolve that glue. The only thing. We have to forgive in order to experience liberation. We have to. There's no choice. When we do that, we experience this sense of liberation, which is, you know, a real thing. And once we're liberated from this situation, we're free of the karma of it. And so we don't have to go through the long drawn out, usually suffering, that eventually brings us to the place where we can let it go. You see? So that's just one example of one thing. Whatever it is you really vibe with in this training, focus on that first and foremost. Get really good at that and share that with your clients as your number one thing. And then build off that. And as the months and years go by, you will round yourself out into being, you know, a master of this kind of thing. But it doesn't happen overnight. And the worst thing you can do is get onto some generic old paradigm structure that the thousands of other, or tens, probably millions of other so-called life coaches and personal trainers and what have you are into. And it's just a bunch of old paradigm, irrelevant, redundant, nonsense that is just really a waste of time and doesn't do any good whatsoever. So stick with the real deal and you will soar. So there you go. That's my contribution to your career. I wish I'd had someone telling me all this good stuff when I was starting off on this one. So you are very blessed to be getting this information from us all. All right, enjoy, put it into practice, take it all to heart, listen to this thing again. This is Nick Good, signing off, sending you lots of love and blessings and aloha.